Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. You've just heard Don't Press Your Luck by the Primates. And before that, Take Her Anytime by Longboatman. See the Way, Black Diamonds, Flip Flop and Fly, Leon Smith. And previous to that, Come On Up, The Young Rascals on the album Collections. Previous to that, Let Me Give You My Lovin', Maxine Brown on the album Let Me Give You My Lovin'. Keep Him, Barbara Mason from the album Arctic Records and The Rise of Philly Soul, Box, request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text, 516-654-4059. More music now.
Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors, flipping new chocolate fudge flavored grape shakes and wild new strawberry flavored grape shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake, so thick it stands up to a straw. Grape shakes.
Tastes so good now, oh so good now, it's so creamy.
Thank you. the morning rare.
Oi, hooligans. Okay, we just heard from Cox Bar, shortened version of RG Bargy. Stop when we start singing about Terry the DJ's radio show. This is Terry the DJ's radio show. This is the hooligan program heard every Friday afternoon from 6 to 7 p.m. here on the Freeform Station Nation, the Fun 91 on the new Rock and a Soul Stream. Freaky Friday starts out with the master broadcaster, Joe Bielak, with his awesome show, Shake It Street. Hope you got to hear his continued Brian Wilson tribute, birthday tribute today. And then from 4 to 6 is AI DJ to Money. Then from 6 to 7 it's I, Terry the DJ, kicking you ace. And then from 7 to 9 it's Menson with Musical Dose. He does a fantastic show. Lots of stuff you never heard of. And then from 9 to 11 p.m. it is Father Flot with Flot Spot. Highly curated, very well mixed show, and they do earworms. It's fun on a Friday night. Now, as I said, this is a really busy show. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit everything in that I want to fit in, but I do want to say, rest in peace, Honest John Plain of The Boys, a key early member of The Boys. I'm not going to do a Boys Honest John Plain tribute on this show. I need more time for that. I can only fit so much, you know. So I'll either do it during Cherry Blossom Clinic next week or next hooligan. We'll see. But yeah, Honest John Plain died on June 12th of this year. And then on June 2nd of this year, Colin Jerwood of the band Conflict died after a short illness. And he was only 63 years old. And Conflict is certainly a hooligan type band. Not that The Boys aren't, but The Boys definitely can cross over. I could definitely play their material on the Cherry Blossom Clinic, whereas I don't. Conflict are much more hooligan. And this is the best time for me to highlight the music of Colin Jerwood. He was a founding member, vocalist for the UK band Conflict. There is an American band called Conflict from Tucson, Arizona, at the same time that these guys were out. That was led by a woman, singer. Anyway, so Conflict, they started out, they almost had a Clash type of vibe, and then they got very influenced by The Crass. In fact, Steve Ignorant of The Crass, after The Crass disbanded, joined Conflict, and so he became the second vocalist on that band. And they have a whole body of work. I'm only just barely touching on it in this next tribute set. And do want to mention that their song Mighty and Superior was voted number 3 best song of the year by the John Peel Festive 50 radio show audience in 1985. So we'll hear that. We'll hear some of the early stuff, later stuff. And then, after I don't know how many millions of years, they put out a new studio album in like 20-something years. In November 2024, and then they had another new album that just came out in May of 2025, and then came out in May 2025, and then June 2025, like a month later, Colin Jerwood dies. So we're going to hear all of these things. We're going to hear some new stuff, old stuff, so on and so forth, from Colin Jerwood, and rest in pax, Colin Jerwood. And we're going to hear something from Conflict's first album. It's time to see who's who here on the Hooligan program. Keep it tuned. We'll be right back.
is when your back's against the wall. Conflict!
say it's all a con. A look at the past history tells all government it's wrong.
Where are you? text on me. Amazed that you're no longer prepared to sit back and allow terrible, cruel things to happen. The Candleman and Ethiopia took direct action. It's been the worst disaster that has ever happened to human beings. He realised it was too enormous a problem to handle himself, so he took the film's home and hoped that other people would help. They did. Are you prepared to sit back any longer? Direct action on animal rights means causing economic damage to those who abuse and make profits from exploitation. Start.
It's worth more than things that are useless, tired you have lost, which is where the vast and furious mess when you bring back the law. From pain of shops and houses, pranks and the world's great and gone. To advance this world's third home, to see things which just don't start. Sending the petrol trains, their deliveries going nowhere. When in the depths of our lives, I'm answering the first person to be there. If the service comes to ten, then everyone goes, I must come down. Don't be clear into the business of don't even know my letter. Born on animal testing, like a herbal silent general's bell. Trying for the good of people that you know you can trust. Grab on this is not attention, someone's whiskey but a mask. Only when you have animal liberation will we obtain human freedom. When the last of the senses brain is met, it will be at one step nearer to peace. Direct action in the animal movement is suspicious, and our final goal is not far off.
Animal lovers, vandals, hooligans, cranks. Recognise the labels? They say you don't care about human beings. We say all sentient beings, animal or human, have the right to live, free from pain, torture and suffering. They say because we are human and speak the same, we matter more. Is our pain and suffering any greater or lesser than that of animals? Human for animal rights is as much a prejudice as black v white or the Nazis versus the Jews. An affront to our freedom.
Rejoicing here, the world's pain echoes in my ears. What do you pray for on your knees? Nobody survives if we can't save bees. I have something to say. Why you ignore me and pray? Take it or fucking leave it anyway. Echoes of things I will never know. Memories of places I will never go. Scars so deep I'll never show. Echoes of things that I will never know. And there's memories of places that I will never go, and scars so deep I will never show. You are what you eat, you reap what you sow. Everything's fucking poison. I envy those who don't fucking know. I'm not asking them to dance, they've had their fucking chance. Living in peaceful, ignorant bliss. None of us fucking ask for this. Don't say it's not fair, or you don't care. I care about mine, like you care about yours. I tried to warn you, and you kicked me up the arse. And somehow, echoes from the past take me back to what I've lost. I see their faces, can't remember their name. I've only got myself to fucking blame. My endless search for freedom. Was it all just insanity? The essence of humanity. It's been tough for me too. I tried to warn you, you wouldn't listen. You never do. Enjoy what you have. Forget what you want. One day you'll realise there's no one to impress, because there is no one left. Only you.
Pulsett is in tribute to Colin Jerwood of the band anarchist punk band Conflict. He just passed away at the age of 63 in the beginning of June. Conflict were from the very early 80s. They were an anarchist punk band, and after about 20 years of not having any other output, they put out new material in 2024 and 2025, and we just heard something from their new for 2025 album, This Much Remains, and we heard the song Echoes. It's really a good record. They are after so many years, they're still uncompromising, still pretty rocking. They did not soften up at all. And so we did hear the song Echoes from This Much Remains. Also from Conflict, from their 1986 record, The Ungovernable Force, we heard This Is the ALF, that is the Animal Liberation Front. That's what that stands for. It doesn't stand for the lovable American alien sitcom character. We heard This Is the ALF, and yeah, Conflict were very much into animal rights. They were into anti-war, pacifism, and things like that. Although for pacifists and anti-war, a lot of their shows did end up in riots and conflict. So just an irony there. And also from Conflict, we heard their single called Mighty and Superior, which was voted the number 3 best song of the year by John Peel's Festive 50 radio show audience in 1985. So that's pretty exciting there. Okay, and what else did we hear? And which is kind of amazing that a band like Conflict could sort of chart, as it were. And then before that, from this great compilation that came out in 1984 called We Don't Want Your Fucking War, we heard the song One Nation Under the Bomb from Conflict. So that album, which came out in 1984, was reissued in 2003 on CD, and it had 2 additional Conflict tracks that were not on the original compilation. And this particular cut, One Nation Under the Bomb, is a different version that's on Conflict's album, that first album. It's a different version, so I thought I'd play you this kind of rarity that you may not have come across. Before that, we heard from their Conflict's first EP, The House That Man Built, from 1982. We heard the song Blind Attack. Before that, from their first album, It's Time to See Who's Who, we heard Conflict's 1824 Overture, that's from 1983. Again, from that excellent compilation, We Don't Want Your Fucking War, we heard another rare Conflict track called Neither Is This. And then from another cut from the Conflict first EP called The House That Man Built, we heard the song Conflict, Conflict with the song Conflict. And then from their excellent 7-inch from 1983, The Serenade Is Dead, we heard The Serenade Is Dead. And at the top of the set, from their first album, It's Time to See Who's Who, 1983, we heard Young Parasites from Conflict, giving a bit of a Clash type sound there. So rest in peace, Colin Jerwood, of the band Conflict. It's a good band to sort of do an overview of on the Hooligan program. And as I mentioned, yes, Honest John Plain from The Boys died, and we will be doing a tribute to him either next Hooligan or on Cherry Blossom Clinic. I'm not sure yet, but that needs a fuller fleshing out, and I don't have time for that on this particular show. Also, I forgot to mention, or I neglected to mention in the first mic break, thank you very much, Mistress Jessie, for filling in Hooligan last week. Mistress Jessie does this excellent show called Mistress of a Thousand Moods, heard on Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m., and she's got one of my favorite shows on the Rock and Soul Stream, not only on Rock and Soul Stream, but on FMU. She does a fantastic show. So you definitely want to check it out. And she did a really great Hooligan last week. So thank you very much, Mistress Jessie. Mistress of a Thousand Moons, heard on Thursdays from 6 to 7. All right. Now we're going to get back to it. So what else? The Civil Rats from Philadelphia have a new album out called Get Out of Here. They're going to be playing live on Susie Hot Rod's show. And they're going to be playing tonight at the Obondage Fest. at Our Wicked Lady. So we're going to hear something from that. We're going to hear some new releases. I got to get some of my new releases in, get some of my Oz juice in there. And then we're going to get back to another segment. So let's just continuing on right now. So here's something from the Civil Rats here on the Hooligan Program. Keep it tuned. I want a good old-fashioned Australian brawl of listening to new releases here from Australia. We just heard from Private Function with their song Australian Brawl, and this is from their new album called Shrug. It's not called Shrug. It's the emoticon or the Unicode art or ASCII art, whatever that's called. It's not an emoji, but it's like the precursor to emojis where they use little slashes and symbols, emoticon, whatever, ASCII art, I don't know. It's the ASCII art of a shrug, which I think is a hilarious thing to name your album. Anyway, they always do that. Their last album was a funny thing, too, also. It was like, hello, asshole, but it was like all typed out in letters and numbers, whatever. Anyway, so we did hear from the new Private Function album from Melbourne, Australia. We heard Australian Brawl, new for 2025. Also new for 2025. Also coming from Melbourne, Australia, we heard the song Chemicals from the band Split System. New for 2025. There's a split single between Lelou and the Split System. So that was what we heard, the Split System side. And then before that, we heard from The Real Losers coming out of Leeds, UK. We heard Crime Time, and that's from their new for 2025 album called Time to Lose. Also from Melbourne, Australia, we heard from Elvis 2, which I think that's such a ballsy, funny name for a band, Elvis 2. And we heard the song RPG, and that's from their new for 2025 album called Thank You Very Much. And at the top of the set, we heard from the Civil Rats coming out of Philadelphia. We heard No Response, and that's from their new album, Get Out of Here. And don't forget, Civil Rats will be playing live at Obanage Up Yours tonight, Female Fronted Music Fest, at Our Wicked Lady, and they have this new album out. Oh, and they will be playing live on Susie Hot Rod Show this Sunday, June 22nd, from 8 to 10 p.m. on the Mothership. Other few announcements to make here coming up on this Saturday, June 21st, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Rock and Soul Stream. Drop-In presents Jump Up, Rare Reggae, Ska, and Calypso with Kiji Mama. A great hour, scratchy old island records from the late 50s, early 60s, real obscure gems, never aired in the history of WFMU. Nice, and that's from this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. on June 21st on the Rock and Soul Stream. Coming up this Wednesday, June 25th from noon to 3 p.m. on Evan Funk Davey Show, James Maestro, and the Gold Stars, James Maestro of, you might know him from the Bongos fame, and this is his first ever solo album, Dawn of a New Era, and he's got an all-star band to play these songs live, which includes WFMU's own Dennis Dykin. So that's going to be very, very exciting coming up, and that's coming up this Wednesday. All right, now let's get back to the music. Serious thing going on. I told you it's a very packed show. Our good friend Tim Cronin of the band The Ribeye Brothers is not doing well. He has a chronic illness, very sick, and so there is a benefit for him coming this Sunday, June 22nd, at the Whitechapel Projects, 15 Second Avenue in Long Branch, New Jersey, and there's going to be three bands, The Long Defeats, Von Mons, and Holmes. The MC will be Dave Hill, and they will have DJs, our own Joe Bielock and Todd Afonic Todd, as well as DJ Foggy Notion, DJ Riff Raff, and Jack the Ripper, and Primitive Sounds, Pat Longo. A lot of great people DJing and playing, and in tribute for Tim Cronin. And it's a $20 ticket, and you can, if you can't make it, you can absolutely donate. I'll put the picture, the flyer, in the playlist, and so you can just scan the code and donate to Tim Cronin's benefit here. It should be a good time. The Ribeye Brothers have played numerous times on WFMU, on Joe Bielock's show, on Dave Hill's show, on Tom Sharpley's show. He's a very well-beloved person, FMU person. So I'm just going to play some songs four Tim Cronin, some Ribeye Brothers songs, and yeah, let's hear some Ribeye Brothers material, and everybody go to the Tim Cronin benefit this Sunday, June 22nd, in Long Branch, New Jersey, at the Whitechapel Projects, 15th Avenue, starting at 3 p.m., band starting at 3 p.m. So, and DJs Joe Bielak and Todd Afonik on, so you're not going to want to miss that. Here's something from the Ribeye Brothers, single from 2014, A1 to Portland. Keep it tuned to the Hooligan program. Hooligan program.
We'll be right back.
We heard three tracks from the Ribeye Brothers, Tim Cronin's band. We heard Disappointment Punch from their 2015 Call of the Scrap Heap. Also from 205's More Ballads and Cautionary Tales, we heard Buffalo. And at the top of the set from their 2014 split single, we heard A1 to Portland. And everybody, let's support our friend Tim Cronin, friend of WFMU, and go to the benefit that's happening this Sunday, June 22nd at the Whitechapel Projects. I'll put the information in the flyer there. I hope you get better, Tim. And I hope you get to the far side of the bad thing that you're suffering from. And let's close out the show with a song for Tim from the Ribeye Brothers, Far Side of a Bad Thing. And this is from their 2009 album, New Ways to Fall. Now stay tuned for Medicine and Musical Dose. Thank you so much for listening.